Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, I want to thank you guys for allowing me to tuck you in at night with a sweet, sexy story that I know that you're going to enjoy. Yeah, because that's why you're here. But I appreciate that. So, tonight's story is called Bored Stella. And I call it Bored Stella because this is one of those episodes where Stella gets her groove back, so to say. Yeah, this is a short excerpt from my book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, where Tabby meets a hot, young hottie for the first time. So, I know you enjoy it, and hopefully you'll enjoy it enough to get the copy of the book. It's on Amazon, it's in Barnes & Noble, it's everywhere online that books are sold, and it's also on Audible. So if you love listening to audio and you don't have time to actually read the hard copy, go ahead and download the Audible app and Getting Back to Happy, the number 2, Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby by Jaylana Stevette, and take a listen. I know that you'll enjoy. But anywho, let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and Jaylana Stevette. I'm also on TikTok at Jaylana Stevette. And I'm on YouTube under Everything Erotica. So I just ask that you like and share and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And just follow me on my social media handles, you know, for a little bit more content. I know some of you have already seen me out there, so I've got some video content that I'm sure that you'll love as well. Now, the second book, the sequel, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, When the Fuck Boy Becomes the Boyfriend. Oh, my. Let's see. So the editor just sent me the copy of the first round of editing that was completed on Friday. So by Monday morning, I had already, when I tell y'all, I had read that book in less than 24 hours. So either it's really, really good or it's really, really, really good. So it's back in the hands of my editors, and I should have a release date here in the next couple of weeks. So it's going to get really, really exciting because I've got to get some things done for my publisher, like getting my bio completed about the author, those type of things. And then we got to work on the book cover. So that's pretty exciting there. The second book, like I told you, is in the hands of my editor. And so we will stay tuned to see when the first round of editing will be complete on that one. I'm excited about that, guys. So again, 2023 looks very, very promising in the way of projects for Jaylana Stevette. So no worries here. You'll have this podcast. You'll also have two wonderful pieces of work that you can check out as well. So I am super, super excited. So some upcoming things about the podcast. As we are approaching the holiday season, I will be taking a break here from Naughty Tales. But don't worry, not long. Just a week, maybe two. Just to give myself a mental break from the holidays. Plus, I got to write some more short, sexy stories. I've got about 5 short, sexy stories I have in mind that I want to complete. And that'll give me another 5 weeks worth of content. And plus, I wanted to add some additions. So coming up in the next year, I will be showcasing some erotic poetry from some of my sexy friends as well. So once a month, every week on a Wednesday, so one Wednesday a month, I will be showcasing some erotic poetry from some of my sexy friends. And you'll get to hear some of their talent. Oh, it's very, very steamy. Now, don't get me wrong. Just because it's poetry don't mean that it's not hot and sexy. So that's coming in addition on the podcast. And I'd also want to kind of switch gears a little bit too and tune back into Sex and a Single Girl. I left that season on a cliffhanger. They had just gotten into the COVID season and the sex toys were on strike. All those things were happening. So I need to bring everybody up to speed. And to be honest, that's probably going to take me about 8 weeks to write. But so while you guys will be listening to the Naughty Tale short stories, I'll be writing a Sex and a Single Girl and then dropping that and then dropping more Naughty Tale so that everything will be continuous for you. So allow me these 2 weeks, these next 2 weeks to write two or three more stories for you. I can always drop a few excerpts if you want me to come back. No worries there. But I'm going to drop a few more stories for you and get a whole lot more writing done because I love you guys. In the meantime, start back at season one of Sex and a Single Girl if you haven't been following. There's plenty of episodes that you're not going to miss out on. It's about 50-something episodes. So if you can binge watch or binge listen to those in 2 weeks, well, I'll take my hat off to you. But anywho, those were the church announcements. So now let's get right into our episode of Naughty Tales. And it is called Bored Stella. But first, a segment from our sponsor. Between the death of Ebony and the divorce, the string of unhealthy relationships I had formed as a result of the alcohol abuse had taken its toll on my emotions. In the midst of that, I had to put on the brave face of graduating one kid from college and sending another off to school. Vincent had graduated with honors and had relocated to Arizona with an amazing career opportunity based on his internship. It just so happened that Vanessa had transitioned to a college in Arizona, so her brother would be there and promised to look after her. They were both so concerned about me after Ebony died, but I pretended that I was fine. I didn't want them to know how much I was suffering, and I didn't need them to see me self-destruct. As I focused on the destruction that had become my normal during that time, I became extremely grateful for what I had bought myself through. Later that night, however, I felt that my accomplishments were going right out the window as my body started to develop the itch. The last man I had been with was Rico, and my boo-boo kitty was feeling the urge to merge. Nothing I did seemed to make a difference at 3 a.m., taking a drive or putting in a 10-mile run. None of that seemed feasible. I tried to calm myself by having a glass of wine and turning on a movie. The movie was blah, so I decided to scroll through social media to take my mind off things. I came across a post from one of my guy friends who talked about 3 a.m. being the hour of the freak zone. I looked at the post for a moment and went to his profile. He was a handsome guy. Since I didn't know him personally, I went to his personal information and a light bulb went off. I had seen this guy's profile before, and I thought he was hot. I lusted after him, as a matter of fact, until I realized how old he was. This man was only 30, and I knew with me being 45, this would be nothing but trouble. I looked at the post again, looked at the picture. He was so freaking sexy. Something in me told me to respond to his post. And since I was feeling felt good, I hit the comments. Well, everyone isn't freaky at this time. Some of us are being constructive. I'm preparing for a marathon. No freaking that. I hit send. A few seconds later, he responded. He asked me what made me run a marathon, and he seemed interested. We had small talk back and forth on his page, and then he said, "While some of us like to run, others, like me, like to ride." Wait a minute. Was my boo-boo kitty's antennas going up? Was this man flirting with me? I responded and put a feeler out there. He responded back, and he flirted back. At this point, I was intrigued, and the flirtatious banter went on for several minutes. I could tell he was feeling me. At least I thought he was. The whole time we conversated, I also had a conversation with myself. I kept telling myself how crazy this was, that I didn't really know this guy. I was also trying to talk myself out of this because he was only 30. It was a struggle. I imagined the good and the bad version of Tabby weighing out all my options as I continued to flirt, and the bad Tabby was outweighing the good. I wanted to have fun. It had been so long. The good Tabby had served her purpose, keeping me on the straight and narrow. But sometimes I had to unleash the bad girl. As I was mulling over all of this in my mind, my young hottie thanked me for a great conversation on his page and said to have a good night. Just like that, it was over. Damn. I didn't want it to end, though. I went back to his page again and looked at all of his pictures. He was so damn fine. I thought about our conversation and how I felt his energy. He wanted me, I could tell. Then I thought about the age difference again. He was 15 years younger than me. Perhaps he was just flirting just to be nice, to stroke my ego. That was always a possibility. He probably felt sorry for an old-ass woman who was throwing herself at his fine young ass. I looked at him again and felt his energy again. I wanted to see if my intuition was on point, and there was only one way to find out. I wanted to have a conversation with him, but I didn't want to be the one to reach out. So how was I going to make that happen? I clicked on his messenger and looked at it. I willed him to reach out to me, but of course he did not. I had to find out though. And as curiosity got the best of me, what would I say? I had no idea. So I said nothing. Instead, I sent a wave to him in the messenger as if to say hi. My young hottie waved right back and engaged in conversation. Wow, he had made it easy for me. I introduced myself, and he introduced himself as well. I also took the time to address the age difference between us to make sure that there wouldn't be any elephants in the room. It turns out he was into older women. He said he was at an age that he wanted to be more settled, and women his age were into playing games. He also mentioned that he thought older women were more confident, sexy, and knew what they wanted. My books, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales. My podcast, Naughty Tales. And Sex and the Single Girl. My Erotic Events. Night of the Exotic. And my lingerie line, The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stevette, a whole motherfucking vibe. Meow. He also mentioned that he thought older women were more confident, sexy, and knew what they wanted. I thought about my life for a minute. I had no clue where it was headed outside of the upcoming marathon. This man probably had it wrong if he was basing what he wanted off of my life, I thought. I decided to just go with it, as the reality of things were that he was only 30 and I was only 45. The two of us could have a little fun, but beyond that, I couldn't see magic. He gave me his cell phone number and we decided to take the conversation offline. It started out as a get-to-know-you session that turned into something just a tad bit steamier. My young hottie had a name, Jaquan. He had literally turned 30 several days before and was living with his roommate. He didn't live too far from my condo, and I thought that was convenient. He also smoked weed, and I knew that by the basing off of that, that we would hit it right off. We got comfortable with each other very fast, and our conversation quickly turned into what things were a turn on. I pictured myself smoking with him. Then I looked at his pictures again as we text back and forth. I was smoking and so was he. I pictured what it would be like to have this man inside me. My body tingled. The more he talked about taking his sweet time with my body, I got aroused. Here it was after 3 a.m. and I was really feeling this guy. So much so, if he wanted to have me come over tonight, he would be in trouble. Hell, I would be more than obliged to. We talked for several minutes more, and then he asked to see me the next day. I agreed, and he told me goodnight, and I slept well, looking forward to seeing this young, hot man that would occupy some of my time. The following evening, we agreed to meet up. Although it was later than I had anticipated, we still agreed to take some time to get to know each other around midnight. I agreed for the first meetup to be at his place. He had a roommate, so although it was late, his spot could be considered neutral. At least that's what I tried to tell myself. But if you don't know me by now, or you don't know Boo Boo Kitty, she always has a plan of her own. He texted me directions to his house, and I showed up without any mishaps. Jaquan was even better looking in person. He was about 6'1", dark skin, with the most intense eyes. He had a beard that was neatly trimmed, and he smelled fucking fantastic. His frame was smaller than I would have imagined, but I could tell he was physically fit. He looked at me and smiled, drew me in for a hug, and his touch was very tender. I think I liked him already. Jaquan lived in a townhouse with his roommate. When I stepped in the place, the decor seemed basic, like a simple bachelor pad. Nothing impressive. And I had to remember that everyone hadn't been exposed to or accustomed to the life I had created for myself. The living room had standard living room furniture designed by someone unknown, and the place seemed tidy enough for two men occupying the space. We headed straight for his bedroom, and I was even more unimpressed. Jaquan's bedroom consisted of a full-size bed, a television, a game console, and clothes spread throughout in tubs with lids. Typical young boy habitation, I thought. I looked around and told myself not to judge, but a part of me wanted to run the hell out of there. This was not the kind of man that I was accustomed to. He asked me to sit on the bed. And he lit a few candles. That was nice. My mind slowed down a bit, and I thought he couldn't be half bad. He sat next to me, and we had small conversation while he rolled a blunt and lit it. Jaquan was living here on a temporary situation. He had just purchased his first property, and he was in the middle of a renovation. Now, that was nice. So I asked him what kind of job he had to acquire such an accomplishment at 30. He said, I never had to work a day in my life for anybody. I always had to make my own way. I left that conversation alone, and I didn't want to imply what I thought I knew. This banter went on for about 30 minutes in this conversation, and I was really feeling this young man, getting turned on. Or maybe it was the weed. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Jaquan leaned in to kiss me, and I didn't stop him. I felt an electrical charge over my body like I had never felt before. I was surprised and yet impressed at the same time. Jaquan's kiss was slow and methodical. He took his time exploring my mouth, and the rest of my body got aroused at just the affection from the kiss. Jaquan touched my face gently. He kissed me like we were lifelong lovers, not like strangers having a one-night stand. I kissed him back with the same intensity. I let his hands roam from my face, to my neck, to my back, and to my chest. His touch was amazing, and my body tingled every time he reached for me. We kissed for what seemed like hours as we let our hands explore parts of our bodies that only lovers should touch. He touched my wetness, and I melted. I opened my legs to receive all of him, and he took his time playing and exploring my love cave. I wanted to get freaky, but I didn't want him to think that I was a hoe either. I stroked his shaft while he played intensely with my garden. He looked me in my eyes. He kissed me again, and I melted. His mouth felt like ecstasy as he made love to me like I was his. Jaquan entered me missionary. He looked in my eyes. With each stroke, he kissed my mouth and gave me intensity until I couldn't take it anymore. Jaquan stroked me slow. He looked at me, and I looked back at him. Every thrust felt like electrical energy, and I felt we were connected, not just in our bodies, but on a celestial level. I couldn't explain what was happening in that moment, but I could tell by the look in his eyes that we were both feeling it. As our bodies continued to move in sync, Jaquan looked me in the eyes and showered kisses all over me. Then suddenly, he jumped up and gave release. The following night, it was more of the same, but more intense. We met up for a late night smoke session at his place, and he had candles lit and great conversation again. Jaquan and I were still feeling each other out, so although he had me under his spell with every touch, I tried to proceed with caution. He started again with the kisses that made my body melt. I have always appreciated a good kisser. Jaquan had beautiful full lips that were amazing, and his kisses were just the right speed for our intimacy. His hands roamed my body, but not in an immature fashion, but like a man who knew how to touch a woman. Jaquan took his time, and I matched him by getting to know his body as well. Our hands roamed each other's bodies. We both roamed in sync, in pleasure. Every touch sent surges through my body. I touched his manhood. It was fully erect. He moaned in my ear, "Damn," as I stroked him up and down. He let his fingers trace my nipples. My wetness started to build up as his kisses filled my mouth. He moved to my love box. He fondled my kitty intensely as I continued to stroke him up and down. We looked in each other's eyes. We both moaned. I closed my eyes and experienced intense pleasure of all that was happening. I wanted Jaquan and was ready and open to receiving his amazing package. Jaquan laid on his back and I looked over him. Tonight, I was the lion and he was the gazelle. I wanted to devour him. All of him. He pulled me close to him and I prepared to enjoy the ride. I looked down at him as I eased down on his shaft. I took my time and moved slowly as I leaned in for a kiss. His penis felt like pure magic, a perfect fit. As we kissed each other, our bodies moved in sync as his manhood filled up all of me. He moved his mouth from my lips to my chest. He took my breasts in one by one and devoured them as our bodies moved in cadence. I moaned out loud as we talked shit to each other. "Damn, baby, your dick is amazing." "Nah, baby, it's this pussy." "Ooh, baby, don't stop. This feels so good." "Ooh, I won't, baby. I don't want to stop." Our bodies continued to move together in pure ecstasy. I moved my hips slowly in a circular motion, then increased the tempo. Jaquan moved with me. He grabbed my breasts and played with them. "I love these big ass titties," he said. I moaned. He said, "Give me that pussy." And I obliged. Our bodies thrusted in and out of each other. And my explosion began to build. I increased the tempo yet again, and we both went insane. The bed moved intensely to the cadence of our lovemaking, and I leaned in for another kiss. Jaquan lifted my hips, held me in place, and stroked me from the bottom. He moved in and out faster and faster. I moaned as his manhood filled me up, filled all of me. I yelled, "Oh, fuck me, daddy," and he did just that. He stroked and stroked until Boo Boo Kitty couldn't take it anymore. Now it was his turn. I said, "Come for me, daddy." I bounced up and down, in and out. I moved my hips in rapid speed. Jaquan began to moan intensely, and he yelled, "Damn, baby, damn." Jaquan yelled, "Damn, fuck," and gave his release. I collapsed on his chest. As we lay there together in silence, I played with the hairs on his chest. I looked him up and down, and he kissed me on my forehead. It was erotic, yet loving. I felt like, in that moment, that I was home in my young hottie's arms. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how I do at the end of every episode with a huge thank you to my listeners that are tuning in. So last week, I updated you with an amazing 23. Well, guess what, y'all? We got two more countries tuning in. So we are at 25 countries listening to this amazing podcast. Oh, my. Oh, me, oh, me, oh, me, oh, my. You guys are loving these naughty tales. and Sex and the Single Girl Chronicles. So, again, I just want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. And you know how I do. I give a personal shout out for every country that's tuning in because, again, your love and your support means the world to me. So, I want to thank all of my listeners in the United States, in India, in Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, China, New Zealand, Kuwait, South Africa, South Korea, Germany, Taiwan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Israel, Norway, Portugal, Ireland, the Netherlands, Pakistan, to Russia with love, baby, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. Thank you, thank you, thank you, listeners. I hope you are enjoying these naughty tales and Sex in the Single Girl Chronicles because, baby, Jaylana Stevette and Boo Boo Kitty love bringing this information and these stories to you. So, again, continue to like, continue to subscribe, continue to share these amazing stories with your friends. Don't be stingy. Share the wealth and give to the needy. Again, but seriously, your listenership, it means everything to me, and I am just blessed to be able to give you these amazing stories. And so, until next time, continue to tune in. And from your girl, Boo Boo Kitty, meow, meow, meow.